Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting, and I do welcome all the new subscribers that came in recently. I hope that you've been enjoying the videos, and as I said, if you have any questions, comment, and I will try to answer it in video format. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about worthiness, the sense of self-worth, the sense of self-esteem, the sense that you belong, that you're okay to be here, that it is okay that you are here, that you're not a waste of space, that you're not here taking up space uselessly, things like that, you know. And I've done many videos about the fact that INFJs have a little bit of a hard time gathering that sense of self-worth, that worthiness feeling inside of them. It took me a long time to gather it, for myself at least. And I don't know, everyone is different obviously, but it took me 20 plus years to get to a point where I said, yes, I am worthy just because I exist. I am here. Obviously, there's a reason why I'm here. You know, obviously, the universe took a lot of pains to put me onto this planet. There's a lot of things that had to come together for me to be here. So, obviously, there's a reason for it, and I am okay with it, and I don't feel bad for being here or taking up space. And I belong. I'm here. I'm alive, and I'm grateful, right? So it took me a long time to get to this point, and I think a lot of the reasons why I do these videos for INFJs, younger, older, wherever you are, is because I want you to understand yourself better, and then from that understanding gain this idea that yes, I'm worthy, I'm amazing, I'm awesome, I'm great, I don't need to worry about my existence. Because it's really interesting, most people will exist, you know, without questioning it. A lot of people perhaps. Most people don't ask this question of themselves or of the creator or of the universe. You know, they're all like, why do I exist? And is it okay that I exist? And is it okay that I'm not contributing anything? Do I need to do something in order to prove my existence is worthy? Most people exist and just are worthy in their existence just by the fact of their existence, right? Whereas INFJs have to do something, have to prove something, have to make something of themselves to be worthy of their existence, which is not true. Even if you just sat like a lump of rock and didn't do anything, you're still worthy, right? I mean, that's the whole idea behind this. And so I've been kind of, as I said, I've been doing a lot of work on this, years and years of work, and I do still notice that it is a fluctuating thing for me. Some days I feel very worthy to be here, and I'm really, wow, like, yes, I'm worthy, and I'm awesome, and I belong, and I'm great that I exist, you know, it's awesome. And other days I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what am I really doing? Did I do anything today to contribute to this beautiful world? Is it okay that I'm here, you know, taking up oxygen and food and resources? And so it does go back and forth. I mean, it doesn't go back and forth as much as it used to, but it is still a problem. And so what I have kind of developed is a technique that I use, and I call it practicing my worthiness muscle. Now, maybe someone else has used this term as well. It's just something that I use for myself. I don't know who or where I got it from, but it's just something that I do constantly, is that I'm practicing my worthiness muscle, because it is a muscle. It needs practice, because if you don't use it, it becomes flaccid, and then your worthiness feeling dissipates bit by bit. And so you have to constantly be building it up. It's like you're constantly putting wood into a fire, because without, you know, constant influx, the fire is going to die down. And the same thing with your worthiness muscle. If you do not constantly put in wood, which is your practices that you're doing, the self-worth practices, then your worthiness muscle will die, or it will become very weak. And so there are many different practices you can do to build your worthiness muscle. There's loads and loads of things all over the world people do in order to make sure that their self-worth is high. And so I wanted to just share some of the things I do for myself. And I'm sure you have many things you do which are different from mine or similar. And if you want to share those in the comments below, you're more than welcome to. I'd love to hear from all of you about, you know, what are your worthiness muscles, skills, or practices. And, you know, the first thing I try very much, very hard to do, but I still try to do, is I try to make sure I don't ever skip a meal. I know it's a very simple thing, and most people are like, what, really? But it's very easy for me to skip meals, because I'm like, well, if I don't eat one day, one meal is not a big deal. And I used to skip meals all the time. I mean, I'd skip multiple meals. It was really bad for me. And I know that's really bad for me, because I started getting hunger headaches and I started feeling sick and nauseous. I started, you know, just feeling terrible in general. And so now for me, the big thing, it's a very small thing, but it's a big thing for me. I never skip a meal, even if I'm like, I'm not exactly hungry, because a lot of times my mind-body connection is not really valid. And so, you know, I'll start eating and I'll realize, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. I didn't realize I was so hungry. So constantly, every single day, at the same times, every single day, I eat at 8 a.m., at 1 p.m., and at 5, 5:30 or 6, around that time, p.m. So those three times, I have to eat something, a meal. I have to eat a meal no matter what. And this is something that I do. And whenever I eat, I feel good about myself and I'm taking care of myself. It's a very simple way to take care of myself, but it helps, right? Because I'm healthy and I'm happy and I'm not getting a hunger headache, or I'm not feeling ill because of the fact that I'm not feeding myself regularly. The thing that goes along with it is drinking enough water. We always forget to drink enough water. This is something that we do. We forget that we're a body. And so I'm constantly, and I know this is something that you've probably seen me carry around, this is coconut water, but I usually have some kind of fluid liquid next to me. It might be tea, non-caffeinated, herbal usually, and or, you know, water, usually water, or coconut water. Something that I can just have in front of me, and usually I'll just like glance over at it and be like, oh right, water, okay, and I'll take a sip. Because otherwise I forget. I forget that I have to drink water. So those are two simple things that I do. Some other things that I have done and that I really enjoy is getting a massage weekly. I live in Asia, so I'm really lucky. Both Thailand and Bali are very good. Both Chiang Mai and Bali are very good because they have really cheap masseuses everywhere. And, you know, I used to get a massage in Thailand for $7 for an hour. Here, I get a massage for about $12 an hour. And it's still like nothing, because I mean, in Canada, where I used to live before, it used to be, what, like $100, $150 an hour. So, you know, I try to take advantage of it. And I try very much, I do forget sometimes, but I try very much to get a massage at least once a week. At least, right? Some days when, like, because I do work on the computer a lot and I can feel my shoulders just like really cranked up and like stiff and tense, then I will try to get a couple of massages a week, but usually just one is what I manage because I get busy and distracted. That's a big one for me, because I do notice that it just really boosts my self-esteem, my self-worth a lot, and it just feels really good. My body feels good. My mind-body connection is renewed, and I just feel relaxed, and it's a really good feeling. So I know it's probably really expensive where you are, but if it's not, or if you can afford it, I do highly recommend getting a massage a week. Another thing that I've started doing, and this is something new for me, because I don't know why I have a hard time with this, but I've started taking a lot of supplements. A lot, by I mean like 5 or 6 a day. And, you know, they're typical supplements, you know, like curcumin, which is like turmeric, like a multivitamin, and NAC, which is like the precursor to glutathione, which is like, it's an antioxidant we need. So, I mean, not to get technical, but I've just started kind of taking supplements every single day, spirulina as well. And I just really noticed like the sense of well-being in my body. Like my body feels healthy and happy, and it's not like missing anything. My cravings are reducing. I feel and look, I mean, I can feel a difference in the way my skin looks. I look brighter, I feel brighter. And it is a little bit of an effort because I have to remember to take it. And also, of course, I have to pay for these supplements, which are a little bit expensive, which is fine. But, you know, to pay for these expensive supplements in itself is a big worthiness thing. It's like, am I worth it? Yes, you are. And I have to constantly tell myself that. And so buy them and then using them every single day, because it's very easy for me to forget and get distracted and be like, oh, well, yeah, I'll just skip today. And I really try not to do that. I try to take them every single day. So that's a big one for me right now, actually. It's really boosting my health. And the more my health gets boosted, the more I feel like, wow, my worthiness gets boosted as well. Because it's so, in general, INFJs are terrible of taking care of themselves and their health. So just the fact that you're taking care of yourself, it will really boost your self-esteem and make you feel worthy. And I know this has worked really well for me. Another thing that I've been really trying to do is going for walks or moving every single day. I know it's a very simple thing, but I do spend a lot of time on my computer, and I do spend a lot of time sitting, reading my mangas. And so just getting, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day, it's very simple. It's not that much, really, even. I do yoga and everything, but, you know, I try to move, like walk every single day, because for some reason walking is a very soothing activity to the INFJ mind, or maybe it's just an ADHD mind thing, but I just feel very soothed after it. I feel like relaxed, and it just feels really good in general. So I really try as much as possible to not be lazy about it. I'll listen to an audiobook at the same time so I don't feel like I'm wasting time. I'll do something else, or I'll just relax and look at nature if I'm walking outside, and that really feels good as well, right? And so, I mean, as you can imagine, all these things I'm mentioning are very simple, except for the massage, are very simple things you can do right at home. Like, you don't have to do anything extra. You just kind of add it into your routine, or kind of think about it during the day, because you're trying to take care of yourself during the day. And the thing I want to mention is that it's not something that you do once a week or once a month, and you're like, you know, I'll just build it up and I'll just do one weekend of self-care. No, it has to be done every single day. And I know this is something that's a really hard concept, because you're like, well, I can just do it on the weekend. No, it builds up over time slowly, and it needs to be done every single day, bit by bit. You can't just, it's just like you have to eat every single day, right? You have to drink water every single day. Same thing with self-care. Have to do it every single day, bit by bit. You don't have to do hours and hours of it. Even half an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes of self-care every single day is important. And actually, for an INFJ, we need a lot more, because we do not take care of ourselves, and we don't take care of ourselves for years on end. And then eventually we're like, maybe I should start taking care of myself. And that's how I was, at least. Years and years, decades, I didn't take care of myself. And all of a sudden I look at myself and I'm like, I'm not doing so well health-wise, mentally, in all these different ways. I really need to start taking care of myself. And so that's why I started adding all of these worthiness muscle practices. And so these are just some that I've added in. I haven't added all the different things I do, of course. I mean, there's other things like, you know, eating delicious foods is a big thing for me. I really love, you know, finding new restaurants and eating good foods. Riding around my motorbike, just exploring the city, is a big thing for me. I feel really good when I do that. Just making sure that I have a conversation with a friend or a family member every single day, it really helps as well. It can be just a text conversation, but just, you know, staying connected with people. And so, as I said, you know, everyone's going to have different ways that they're going to practice worthiness, that they're going to build their worthiness muscle. But I wanted to share this video with you because it's really important that you do so. No matter what age you are, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you believe your worthiness muscle is always like, already like, you have to do it. You have to do it. And I know I'm being very, very dictatorial about it, but it really is very important. And so, yeah, share your practices with us in the comments below. I'd love to hear from all of you. And let me know what you thought about this video, of course, and if you found it useful. And if you want more, you know, tips on how to build your worthiness, let me know and I will do other videos on it. Again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time, your love, and all your, you know, care. And I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.